Good evening, everyone. So we're back once again to a podcast, the first podcast of the second season. So the first season, we talked quite a lot with different people all over the world, things like child abuse, domestic violence, institutional racism, and so many different things. In the second season, we're going to do the same. And we start today with Susan Pratt, someone I found via Instagram. And I found it because Alicia, my partner, she's vegan, and she's always trying to convince me to go vegan. And so I was exploring that, trying to figure out exactly what does that mean. And I will explain a little bit more my my issues. And so I found Susan. Susan, thank you for joining. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me. I usually ask just you to give a short introduction. You are, it can also be long, it doesn't really matter. So people get to know you, and then we just take it from there.
Great. Well, you already said my name is Susan Pratt. I live in North Vancouver. I'm a home cook. I discovered the plant-based lifestyle about 3.5 years ago. I wanted to have a baby, and I did some research about what was best for my body and for the future baby. Mm-hmm. And I came upon the plant-based diet, and I did a whole bunch of research, and I went plant-based, and I never went back. So, and I love to cook, and my husband is gone on this vegan journey with me. And in order to keep him, I create these tasty, healthy, fun dishes to keep him eating. So I just started sharing them with people because it's what I love to do. And I just want to try to make veganism or plant-based diet just more accessible for people. It doesn't mean that you have to starve yourself, or it doesn't mean you're just eating carrot sticks or depriving yourself. You can really eat a lot of the same types of textures and flavors and foods that you did before, but it's better for your body, better for the environment, better, you know, killing involved, or it's just good on so many levels. So I just love sharing that.
So I looked at your Instagram. So Alicia, she loves to post pictures of her diet, or not the diet, but the recipes and the things she's doing, and it's very colorful, which sounds to me like these healthy things that your plate should be colorful. I try to, mine is usually colorful for the wrong reasons.
Like ketchup
and mustard and but it's interesting. So a few years ago, because of sports, I wanted to run a half marathon, so I had to lose weight, and my diet is terrible. I tell you, it's terrible. It's nothing to do with not caring about animals. It's just I find excuses all the time. It's like traveling and business travels, and I'm not demanding enough with myself to get it right. But for a period of time, I was doing it a bit healthier with more vegetables, and I really hate vegetables. Because the normal ones where you cook it, like the boiled ones, they just, the texture is just
you terrible. Haven't had them cooked right. That's why.
That's the thing.
That's
right?
Why. Yeah, you gotta have them cooked right. Like Brussels sprouts will traumatize you if they're not cooked right. But yeah. Cooked well, they're delicious.
It's so soft. It's so soft.
They're terrible. Should be illegal.
But in the last years, this go vegan has gone completely wild, right? In the sense of it's all over everywhere. Is this something, it's just because people it's really thinking about it? I'm not talking about yourself, but people that follow the channel that are caring about animals and caring about environment, or it's just a fashion thing that's happening now?
No, not at all. It's I feel like the world is talking to us. Like the earth is in crisis. There's no question. The oceans, the animals are going extinct. It's climate change. Like it's undeniable.
Yeah.
And we can make a change by what's on our plate and what we choose to purchase and what we choose to put in our mouth. You know, you know what I mean? Cutting down the trees. That's why, they want grazing for beef and palm sugar. It's just the food production is killing the earth. And eating plants cuts out the middleman. Mm-hmm. Like, where cows get their protein from the grass and grain that they eat, right? So we just eat the grass and grain. We cut out that middleman. It just makes sense. Mm-hmm. And we don't need, if you really knew what meat did to your body, you wouldn't eat it.
Don't tell me
if you really knew. Have you watched, so I'll do a little plug. I have no connection with it, but watch the documentary Game Changers.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
You need to see it.
Yeah.
There's a particular part that men find interesting, particularly. You should watch it. Trust me, you'll never put a steak in your mouth after you watch it.
It's very interesting. I was a few days ago, I was talking to, if you hear sometimes around, is my cats. They don't like podcasts.
Don't worry. Your cats?
Yeah, my wife.
Meow?
Yeah, cats.
Yeah. Oh.
My daughter and my wife, they convinced me a year ago to have cats.
I love cats too.
And, I was not a fan of cats, and I kind of learned that they are pretty cool because they don't care about me, I don't care about them, and we have a healthy relation.
Right.
They're kidding. They're lovely. Milo and Amy.
Yeah.
First time I talk about them in a podcast.
Let's talk about your cats for 1 second. So your daughter, I'll give you, so I have a daughter too. Her name is Carrington. She's 19 months old.
Okay.
So when I show Carrington my cat and an apple, mm-hmm. she instinctively wants to eat the apple and pet the cat.
Correct.
If she started eating the cat, we would think there is something massively wrong with her. We would take her to the doctor and there are like red flags, right?
Correct.
So why would I give her beef in, it's another animal. She wouldn't instinctively go up to a cow and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it just makes sense. We're not designed to eat meat. Like, look at our teeth. They're flat. We're grinding. Even our eyesight. The reason why we can see so many colors is so we can see what fruit is ripe.
Mm.
Where our body's designed to eat plants.
Yeah. And So I think it was a few months ago, I don't remember exactly, we were having a conversation. So my daughter is now 6 years old.
Okay.
And we were having a conversation about where the meat comes from. And so she was giving us a lecture how terrible it is to kill animals to eat. But then she said, but the problem is I also don't like vegetables. So back to what I was trying to say before, I think one of the big reasons I feel at least in Netherlands, it's very, food is very fried food, and there's a lot of meat driven type of eating habits. There is a lack of awareness of what you can do with a plant-based diet. And now the social media is helping a lot. But there's still a lack of awareness, right? And not necessarily just why it can taste good, but also the impact of what you said. A few months ago, I was watching something Netflix about the chickens, the farms chicken. I don't know if that's the right word. It's insane what they do with those animals, the suffering that is causing them in order to get them in the right size to sold in the market is just painful to watch. So if you ask me now, would I like to become vegan? I would love to. I just don't know how to because I hate vegetables. How do I do that?
You hate vegetables now. So you just haven't had them cooked right.
Yeah. But
just haven't had them cooked right. I will challenge that. There's certain, it's also, and try it on that. We have a biodome in our gut, right? Yeah. Bacteria in our gut that, mm-hmm. Just like anything, wants to stay alive. And right now, yours stays alive on meat, mm-hmm. and whatever else you're eating. So it tells your nervous system to crave it, and it wants the ingredients that it's keeping it alive. Mm-hmm. Once you start eating vegetables, and the organisms change into healthy ones, you'll start craving the foods that keep it alive.
Okay.
I swear to God, like I see a carrot and I'm like, I swear to God, and I'm not even like, I'm like, that looks good because I want to eat it. But I didn't before. I used to like have cheese and sugar. Now I can't, I don't even want cheese at all. And it's just from time, your tastes will change. So you just have to try it. There's a, just like anything, there's a little bit of growing pains, but your body and your tastes will change.
I was a bit more talking to them, do you have just an Instagram, or you also have like videos on YouTube? I've not checked it at all.
No, I'm planning on doing videos, but like I said, I have a 19-month-old and
so it's a full-time job, right?
It's a full-time job. Yeah. So I will be doing some YouTube videos, some how-tos and things like that. But right now I just have recipes, that I hope are easy to follow for people.
Yeah. So that was my question. So I think now it's a good time. As you said, the universe is talking to us. There is a lot of environmental awareness around plastics and about cleaning and about everything that has to do with pollution. And whenever we're not talking about coronavirus in China, we usually are talking about those type of things. And so it's a good time for people like you to create this type of content that is getting us to become healthier, not necessarily it's for protecting the animals, but also from an environmental perspective. Always the reaction from the people that are following you, are you getting traction on people giving you feedback on the recipes and changing their lifestyles following your account?
Yeah, with the reaction is like, wow, I can't believe I could do that with cashews. Like I have this nacho cheese sauce that it's cashews, potatoes, and carrots. And it like stretches like cheese, and people wouldn't know I feed it to them, and they don't actually, they think it's melted cheese or like a queso. So little tips and tricks that you can do with ingredients that mimic the real thing, and
Alicia usually offers me I can't remember the name of it. It's like a brownie. It looks like chocolate, tastes like chocolate, but it doesn't have chocolate. And she did not tell me the first time I tried. I said, man, this is really good. Then she said, yeah, that's vegan. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I don't believe on you. So
there's lots you can do. And a lot of people are, you know, it's just learning, like anything. It's just learning, you know, some new ingredients, like things like nutritional yeast and cashews and what you can do with plant-based milks. And just like aguafaba, there's this stuff that comes out of a can of chickpeas. Mm-hmm. And you can make whipped cream and meringues. Like I just did a show on it. It's amazing. This thing, like you wouldn't believe it whips up and it frosts, like it's incredible. So there's, and like dates can make caramel, and you know, there's just lots of ingredients that do double duty and, can make the ingredient, you know, taste like it's rich or in full of dairy and animal products, but it doesn't.
How do you source the, because that's the one of the questions I also have is we buy a lot of those things. If we buy in hypermarkets and these chains that we have there that are massifying this production, they are not very biologic, right? So a lot of those things are chemical produced and they are not exactly super healthy as it sounds. Do you source your ingredients from biologic farms, from where do you get them? Because that also makes a big difference, right? The taste and the quality where it comes makes a hell of a difference, right? And I'm not cook at all, so I'm just assuming by the way I eat.
I try to cook what's in season. Like winter right now here, it's lots of squash. Yeah, buy what's in season, buy what's local. You know, I try to get just like as fresh ingredients. The fun that I have with cooking is if I see, you know, a basket of beautiful figs, I'm like, oh, what can I do with that? And I buy them up and then I make something with it, right? So I'm not eating the same thing all the time. Just trying to do what's in season and what's fresh.
Were you already passionate about cooking before, or is something you would do that? You were already.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just a home cook, and it's just my creative outlet. So
because that's, for example, my problem, and my wife doesn't help me. She's not now. I think she's sleeping.
Yeah. I'll tell you said that.
She's like, no, it's okay. We have an agreement that we're both terrible cooks, and that doesn't really help. But that's when, for example, when I see recipes and someone says, Now you put a bit of salt. Man, what is a bit? It's like two, is three, and for me it's very hard. I always feel I'm gonna make something wrong because it's never gonna taste or look the same way I see it. The recipes are sometimes very vague to me, so it's a hard time for me to get it.
Okay, well, hopefully mine aren't. Have you read mine?
I read few. I have not tried. I think they are okay, and that's why it was one of the reasons why I also wanted to talk to you. I make a promise here that I will, and I will tell Alicia as well. I will
try my tea sauce. It's really good.
Go vegan over time. I don't promise I will do it overnight. So I will do it over a period of time and see if I can do that. Jokes aside, I truly believe, and that's what the reason we also wanted to do this podcast, because though I believe that the people we're talking, the foundations on domestics and stuff like that, those are super powerful messages. This is no less.
It is.
Because it's very important. And it's important that we protect victims of child abuse and domestic violence, but it's also important that we change our lifestyle. Because humans are getting, we are living longer, but with less life quality. I'm a very big fan of, a big fan. I do a lot of social research as part-time. One of the things that I do a lot of research and I talk pretty open is about mental health. A few years ago, I had a pretty heavy depression in the, when I was 20s or something. There's a lot of history behind. We can talk in another podcast. And one of the things I learned, I would say recently, is that the way we eat, it has a hell of an impact on your mental health. And not everyone really understands, right? Like everyone says we have to eat veggies and you have to eat fruits and you have to drink water. But those are like the cliches that we hear. No, not everyone is fully aware how relevant is what you eat to your entire health and mental health including. Do you do anything related to that? Do you talk to people about these type of things, or you just share the recipes? And I really don't know.
I just know what it's like for me. I'm not a nutritionist or a dietitian. I just know how I feel, and absolutely, like I found the way I treat myself is all about self-respect. Mm-hmm. And I want to eat well because it's the best for me. And then it also shows my daughter how to treat herself and her body with respect. Mm-hmm. Back to what your point about the mental health, I found after like my gut changed, like the organisms in my gut were like healthier and happier. It did affect my brain. My memory increased. I just felt calmer and more clear-headed. I didn't have any, like, I used to like eat at night and have like sugar cravings and then not be able to stop what I was eating. Mm-hmm. And I don't have that anymore. I just feel like satisfied and present because I don't have these like surges.
There are some schools of thought that do not fully believe, and I am no expert, so I really have no opinion, but they don't fully believe that meat-free diet, it's so unhealthy as make people may believe. And that is, for me, what is sometimes, and let's forget my own thinking, but what has become sometimes, there is a contradiction in a lot of information. What do you think about it?
Sorry, you said experts were saying what?
There are some schools of thought, that I don't know if they're experts, but a lot of, I read sometimes when I'm searching that some specialists say that meat-based diet is not as unhealthy as the new vegan, we'd call it the new vegan wave, not in a negative way, is making it sound.
Who's funded that study is what I would want to ask first.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe you're right. Maybe. So that's was my question. Do you think this is like a lobby type of thing, or it's because everyone I talk to someone, every time I talk to someone that goes vegan, people, they tell me it's not just about the environment and about the animal protection. It's also because I feel much better.
Yeah.
But then I read those studies and it's not very consistent.
Money, you know, there's a lot of money involved in these big industries, right? So of course they're going to scramble and try to stay alive, right? I know in my heart that this is right. I know that it's making a difference for the environment, for my body, for the animals. And I feel better. I just know I'm doing my part, small as it may be, to make the world a better place just by the food I put in my mouth or mm-hmm. the choices that I make in the grocery store. I feel, you know, it's wrong to hurt another being just because I want a snack. Mm-hmm. I don't feel right about that. So, you know, that's just the choices I make. And yeah. I think people feel like, you know, if you, every time you took a bite of a sandwich, a puppy got slapped, mm-hmm. you'd probably stop eating your sandwich, right? Mm-hmm. Like you'd be like, okay, just give the dog a break, right? I don't need this sandwich. It's sort of like, I felt like that every time, you know, I'd be eating a piece of cheese. I'd feel like, okay, this cow went through so much to get this cheese to me. I really don't need this cheese, mm-hmm. you know, to hurt something like that. So that I just, and then I couldn't eat it anymore. I just felt, you know, that's,
I think is we also, irrespective of vegan or not vegan, we eat much more than we need.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And that is also a big problem in terms of we are feeding the industries, right? By keeping them alive, eating a lot more than what we really need. That's why we have, and that's, well, before I make the comment, one of the things I would like, and I don't know if you have an opinion because it's just a conversation, but one of the things I would like to see, for example, in the United States where I have a massive obesity issue, right? You know, every time I'm in the United States and I'm there quite often, I spend there quite a long time before, the eating habits of the North Americans, it's just unbelievable in the big cities. But there is not much being done, right, by the system to make it at least not really changing a lot. So do you think this new vegan type of, and I keep saying new because it's not new. I know it's not new. It's just now so much.
New for you.
Yeah, exactly. For me. Do you think this could be a way also to make the system healthier? That if this would be more broadcasted if it's spread more by the government and by the mental, by the health institutions and so on?
Yeah. It's undeniable that a plant-based diet can reverse heart disease, diabetes, you know, certain, like, lower your risk for cancers. So we have to ask, why isn't it being lobbied?
Yeah.
Why? Well, in the Americas, it's pharmacare, mm-hmm. doctors, hospitals. There's so much at stake if people get well.
Yes.
Yeah. So many people are out of business, yeah. right? So why? You know, and you don't have to see the carrot industry lobbying for carrots, right? Yeah, it's, yeah. But we'll carrots are the right thing to eat.
We'll be fine.
Oh, there's your cat. Oh. Right? So there's no like real big industry pushing for plant-based diet. It's people. It's yeah. humans saying this is the right thing to do. Don't listen to what we've been spoon-fed before. Don't listen to what industries, you know, the milk industry getting into schools telling us drink milk, it's good for your bones. Well, that's all funded by the milk. It's like, you know, cigarettes used to advertise on in commercials and in movies. Now you can't do that because it's bad for you. Soon that will be like meat and dairy. There will be a warning label because meat is a carcinogenic. It's number one.
Yeah, no doubts about it.
It is undeniable. Mm-hmm. And yet it's still being fed to people. It's still being fed in schools.
But I think you touched one of, for me, the most critical things that it kind of pisses me off. And that is the massive lobby of the health system. And it's not just in North America. It's I think it's all over the world. I usually keep saying that Ebola outbreak in Africa was canceled the moment that the vaccine was not approved to be used. How do you fight that? Maybe we do it through the people like you with the channels like you have, but yeah. How do we make it bigger? How do we make this? And I'm a bit hypocrite because I'm not vegan, but I promise
yeah,
I
want to. Yeah, that's a great question. Well, and it's just like that. It's small changes, right? As you know, I'm just doing what I know is right. And I'm just trying to share my passion with people. And that's how I make a change. And then if I help one person make a change, then that's something. And what they don't purchase and what the choices that they make, that makes a difference. And then they help, you know, it's all just the butterfly effect, right? It's do you make small changes every day? And that's, I mean, you can go lobby, you can go protest, but really if the industry isn't getting the dollars in, if they're not getting the orders, then they will stop the slaughter. They will stop the deforestation if they're not, they're not making money. They'll do something else.
Or it happens like the tobacco industry where they buy the e-cigarettes.
Oh, well, you know, we can't prophesize, right?
I'm kidding. This was just, you know, I love conspiracy theories. So I just,
yeah.
But so are you also changing or trying to change the lifestyle of your family outside of your home?
I lead by example. Yeah, my brother watched Game Changers, and when he saw what meat does to men, especially
I promise I will watch it.
He was like, I'm not eating meat anymore. So I lead by example, and I just try to cook, you know, really great tasting dishes. Like everybody that comes to my home eats vegan all the time. Like we had vegan Thanksgiving. You know, I use things like Beyond Meat, mm-hmm. and so people don't feel like they're missing out, and it's delicious and it's plant-based. You know, I try to make my recipes accessible for people, mm-hmm. you know, like such as yourself that maybe aren't too confident in the kitchen. But like if you have a Vitamix and you can boil some water, then
what is a Vitamix?
Eat a potato. You know, what is a Vitamix?
What is a Vitamix?
Okay, I'm done. I'm done with this.
That's the thing, right?
I'm joking.
What's a Vitamix?
No, a Vitamix is a high-powered blender. So get a Vitamix. And it can make soup. And I'm not Vitamix, sponsor me, but I really love my Vitamix. It makes smoothies and it makes soup. It's amazing. So get a Vitamix. It's worth the $400 investment.
We're not sponsoring anything.
We're not sponsoring. No, I'm not. But I just like.
We are ads free. We are ads super. Okay.
But things like that, like getting the right tools, just getting a few tools can help. You know, can help. And so back to your talk about family. Yeah, I just try to just show people can see. Like I was, you know, I used to be kind of bloated. Like I'm, you know, I'd like to say I'm quite fit. So I try to, but I wasn't that way always. I was like, I used to call myself an apple. I called it my fun belly because I had this little pouch. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is just the way my body is. I'm just not meant to lose this. But I went plant-based and it fell off. And I was like, oh, I guess that was all the meat and cheese I was eating.
Okay.
So, you know, I just try to live it, right? And people can see the changes that it's made in me and my daughter. She's just thriving. She's just the most amazing little girl. And not to say like meat does anything. Anyway, she's amazing. And her face is clear and she's just calm and people see it. And she's never eaten meat or dairy in her life. So.
Okay. My daughter was already not calm when she was breastfeeding. So it's, I think the meat was not one change. I think I will try to see if it works, but it doesn't, I'm not expecting.
Well, it might like, so I worked with special needs kids before I did this, and I would see a direct correlation with the diet and challenging behavior, mm-hmm. and also in autistic children. So if anybody out there does have, you know, some type of behaviors, try going plant-based with your kids and see if the behaviors decrease, because mm-hmm. It can play a big part, especially and also gluten can do it too.
Yes.
Anyways, that's another podcast.
There's a lot of podcasts.
Yeah. We'll have a series, just you and me.
Well, we will do it. It's just for your information. One of the things we'll do is there is one, we will create a series of a video part that is not necessarily this, but more with specialists. And we want to hear different people in different angles. Because one of the things we don't want to be, we don't want to be an opinion maker in the sense of trying to spread some kind of idea. We want to be as agnostic and transparent as possible. But we will talk, we will make something about veganism as well. Man, mostly because Alicia is a pain in my back in regards to veganism. And Alicia's yeah. my co-founder, and she bothers me all the time with her colorful pictures in Instagram. And so even if I don't want to go vegan, I think I don't have any other choice, otherwise she would just fire me.
Yeah, just join us over here. Good. The grass is really greener. It really is. And we eat it too. It's greener and we eat it.
So your channel grew, I think you have like 3,000 plus followers is last time I recall.
And I just started my site 6 months ago too.
Yeah, this was my thing. So you started quite recently, right?
Just recently, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of blowing up, and I've done a couple cooking shows on Global News, which is a local station here. Yeah.
I'm talking with a famous person.
Yeah, you want my autograph?
Please sign it in the camera so I can share it.
so it's picking up. It's, you know, and back to your point, like it's not a trend. This is a way of life, and this is, you know, meat is dead, like no pun intended. Like it's, we don't need it to live. It's destroying our earth. You know, we have to make a change in order to survive as a race, and race being the human race. You know, we're gonna lose our world, our home.
Yeah,
we have to make a change,
and we have quite a lot of public figures now also bringing that awareness. I think Joaquin Phoenix, right? He won the Golden Globe. Was the Golden Globe?
Yeah, Golden Globes did.
And he made it clear to go vegan, right?
Yeah, they all went vegan.
I think there is also, and it helps. Of course, our humankind, we love to follow famous people because we believe that they are just better than us, and we should follow them because they are famous.
Right.
But I think Joaquin Phoenix is indeed a hell of an
actor. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, it's true.
He's vegan, right? Oh, the biggest muscle, yeah.
I was shocked.
Watch the Game Changers. Watch the Game Changers and send me a message and you'll be like, oh my God. Yeah, so he did the Game Changers. And like the biggest animals, like the strongest animals, the rhinoceros, the gorilla, are all plant eaters.
Yeah.
Right? We don't need meat to be strong and thrive. In fact, it actually hinders your progress. Like you just, I'm not going to speak on the science because that's not my kind of forte, but lots of people do. And The Game Changers is a really good documentary. And
So we are, usually I do this in half an hour. I think we're already over time, but I think because this is a conversation, right? It's not an interview.
Yeah.
So usually I like people to leave I like to call it the last message because it sounds like a bit, we're going to do something serious after that. Just a statement or something that I like to share as a overview of what we talked. So something that people remember of this conversation to say, well, that's what Susan, well, this was what Susan was trying to tell us. So if you are to summarize your view on veganism and your view on humankind going vegan in like a minute and a half, how would you do it?
You know, it's just the right thing to do for, you know, I sometimes people think I'm one person, what can I do? Mm-hmm. Well, what you can do is make a statement by what you put in your mouth, what you purchase, say no to animal abuse, to deforestation, to, you know, there's so much that is behind the food that you're putting in your mouth. And we can just make small changes that really cumulatively make a loud statement and really say, we don't want this anymore. We don't want our food to be processed this way. We don't want this in our diets. We don't want animals to get, like, if you knew what really happened to animals, like, and I'm not going to scare people, But really, just do your research about what you're putting in your mouth. It's horrifying, horrifying. And if you saw this happening to your dog or cat, you know, there's people with flexible kind of moralities, or like, you know, the SPCA is like, you know, oh, you didn't feed your dog properly. You left him outside too long. But if you knew what was happening to a baby pig to get on your plate, like, it would keep you up at night.
Yeah.
And I would never want to do that to another being just to have a snack. And like you said, we eat too much. We don't need to have meat with every meal. So make small changes. If you, you know, like you're not comfortable doing it, going full vegan overnight, but make small changes. Just, you know, try doing it once a week and then go twice a week, you know, micro changes, but make that your goal is to go more plant-based, and it'll change the world. The world is changing, and we all need to, you know, do our part.
Mm-hmm. Right? And follow Susan Cooks Vegan.
Yes, follow Susan Cooks Vegan. And let me know if you make any of my recipes too. I'd love to feature them. When you make my cheese sauce, I'll feature you.
I'm not sure if you want to feature that, but I will. I promise there is an agreement here. I will try that one.
Yeah.
And I will let it know how it worked. Susan, super conversation. It was really nice to talk to you. I think at this time, I've been always very open and transparent in what I said. I like the fact that we talk about these things. And I think, I hope people are listening to this. And that's why I wanted to do it, because I'm not vegan. And therefore, I can talk to you in having this perspective of not being there. That people that is listening and has the same perspective as I have also learn, because I learned a lot in the last, you know, last times about what happens with the animal in the productions, and how terrifying are the conditions that they are raising those animals to kill them and then feed people. I think we have to do something, and I believe that I have to do something too, and therefore I wanted to have this conversation. Appreciate it. And awesome. I will definitely follow your show, and you should follow our podcast. So as a deal.
Yes, I have already.
Thank you. Go vegan.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It was really an honor and a pleasure to be on here. And thanks for sharing the message.